We continue our learning with the Nishmas Davi Bemanachon Shem Chan Yaakov Ibn Chosaliyo. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel. Ilan Shehu Notel Isdei Chaveiro. Here you have a case, someone has branches of the trees in his own property, but the branches, which happens quite often, extend into his friend's field. So, in the shade now, maybe it's not going to get the sunlight that it needs. Kotet melo hamardea al gabe hamachareif. So how much is the neighbor able to cut off from the branches of the tree? He's allowed to cut back the tree, overhanging branches that are melo mardea. Melo mardea is literally the ox goad. That's, says Bartuna, the malmad habakar. That's the stick. Person who's plowing usually hits the oxen with that when he's plowing to get them to move. So he's able to cut the melo hamardea, any overhanging branches that are lower than the height of this ox goad, of this mardea, he's able to, which he would be holding when he's standing on the plow, he's able to cut them. If they're, since they're low, he's trying to guide his plow, he can't lift up his stick without hitting those branches. The branches will be in the way. So those he can trim, but higher than that, he cannot cut them down. When it comes to, once again, the carob and the sycamore tree and many other branches, they are very thick and many branches, as we said, and there's so much shade because of that, it's going to block the sunlight. Then he's not just the height, can he cut the height of the where his ox goad, his stick gets up to when he raises his hand, but the entire plumb line, which means the straight, a whole vertical line, anything that's up from that boundary of the field, that over that fence, wherever, or it doesn't have to be a fence, but that's going, that's leaning into his field, all the way up to the sky, he's able to cut down. Beis hashlachim kol ha'ilon k'neg ha'mishkolos. And if the field we're talking about, the neighbor's field is a field that needs extra irrigation, so it's very dry, so even trees that don't give that much shade are potentially going to take away the moisture, the dew, etc. So then, and no matter what tree it is, even if it's not a sycamore tree or a carob tree, nonetheless, k'neg ha'mishkolos, you can cut out all the trees vertically, or any overhanging branches by the border, k'neg ha'mishkolos, like along the plumb line. Abishol Omer, Kol Ilan Srak Kerameshkolos. He believes any non-fruit bearing trees, which are not, it's not much of a cost to cut them down anyway, not losing much money by cutting off that wood. It's not like you're cutting off potential fruit. So even higher than the Malbana Bakar, than the ox goad stick. But even Keneg HaMishkolos, all the way vertically by the border, you're able, up until the boundary, all the way up, based along the plumb line, you're able to cut down because it's a non-fruit-bearing tree. Perek Beis, Mishnah, final Mishnah Yud Dalet. Ilan Shem Notel Roshus HaRabim. Here, it's not the branches of a tree, someone's tree, that are extending into someone else's field, but rather extending into the public domain. Kotzeis Kedei She'Gamal Overochlos. So the people in Roshus HaRabim have the right to cut down how much of the branches up until the height of a person who's riding on a camel. Camel's a very tall animal, and you're sitting on there, so you take up space too. So you put together all of that. That potentially could be going through the shosaram. You're going to bang into the trees, into the branches. You can cut down. So that's able to. But that's all. Higher than that, you should not cut. Let them lean into Rosh Hashanah, not bothering anybody. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gomel Toton Pishtan on Chavilez Moros. You cannot cut as high as the Tanakama. Only as high as the height of a camel that is laden with flax and branches, twigs, things like that, soft branches. Why not the rider? The rider can lower his head when he's riding. That shouldn't be an issue. You shouldn't be able to cut down all of those branches of someone's tree. It's not necessary. You're riding on a camel, so duck your head and you'll be fine. But a gamal that has pishtun laden with flax or branches and things like that, so those are going to fall off as the camel's riding through, and the branch is going to hit them, that's going to fall off. So you can cut the branches up till that height. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Ha'ilan K'neg HaMishkolos. Rabbi Shimon believes you're able to cut up all the way along a plumb line. Any branches leaning into the Rishus HaRabim can be cut all the way up to the sky. Why B'nei HaTuma? Because the branch that's overhanging the tree, that's an Oel. Potential Tuma, Kohen walks through, and if there's Tuma underneath there, so a person will potentially become Tamei if there's a mace there, because now he's under an Oel with the overhang. And that's why Rav Shimon says, to prevent that, you're able to cut the entire tree, all the branches, kerega mishkolos along a plumb line, vertically, the penei hatumah, because of the potential impurity, ritual impurity of tumas meis.